this is a computation that we're going to want to do a lot. Find q to the n modulo p. So here's an example where I didn't, you know, there's no equation there. I just said, what is q to the n modulo p? So q's a number, n's a number, and then you want to compute q to the n, which if n is a huge number and q's a huge number, will be a pretty big number. But if you want to do the whole thing modulo p, we can do some of this reduction, but it still may take a long time if n is enormous. So the usual standard way you'd multiply q to the n is multiply q by itself n minus 1 times. And you can make those computations easier, modulo p, by doing the modulo p reduction all the time. But still, you know, if n is like a 500-digit number, then you're talking about an enormous number of multiplications. But there's this repeated squaring or successive squaring trick. Okay? So here's how that works. I think it's just easier if I just sort of write it on the board. Okay? Suppose you wanted to compute, say, 5 to the 17th power. I'm not going to go through, you know, this precisely. But one way you could try to do that is to compute 5 to the 8th, 5 to the 8th times 5. Right? And now you only have to compute 5 to the 8th once, and then you can just reuse whatever the result is. Right? And to compute 5 to the 8th, you compute 5 to the 4th times 5 to the 4th. But you only need to compute 5 to the 4th once, and then you just reuse the result a second time. And to get 5 to the 4th, you get 5 squared times 5 squared, and you only need to do that once. So you need to compute 5 squared, which is 25. Then you got to multiply that by itself. Then you got to multiply that by itself. Then you got to multiply that by itself and multiply that by 5, and that'll give you your answer. So that's, what, about 6 multiplications or something like that, not 17 or 16. Okay, so that's repeated squaring. And if you think about it, the number of multiplications that you have to do to compute something to the nth power, n is 17 in this case, is the base 2 logarithm of n, or maybe twice the base 2 logarithm. It's something that grows as the base 2 logarithm of n, because you keep dividing this number in half. First we divided it in half and got 8, and divided that in half and got 4, and then divided that in half and got 2, right? And you had to do, you know, one or two extra multiplications. So it's something that would be like twice log n or something like that is the number of multiplications you have to do to compute q to the n. And that's an enormous improvement, because if n is like a 500-digit number, which it may well be in these algorithms, if you had to multiply it by, you know, just keep multiplying and multiplying and multiplying, it would take like 10 to the 500th. That's an enormous number of multiplications. But this way, you only take log n multiplications, which is log of a 500-digit number turns out to be something like 1,700, which is, you know, your computer could do before you even realized that it had done it. So repeated squaring helps do these q to the n computations really fast. And then because we're actually going to be doing q to the n mod p, you know, none of the numbers that we actually have to handle in the interim ever has to be bigger than p. Okay? Now, so you can compute q to the n mod p quickly. Just take that on the basis of these two things, modular arithmetic and repeated squaring. The important fact is that nobody knows how to do that computation backwards. So if you said, here's the value of y, okay, and I'm going to give you, we're going to think of q and p as being fixed. They're printed in a directory somewhere. They're public information. But just going from y to n and from n to y, it's easy to go from n to y, But nobody knows how to back up that computation. You say, here's a 100-digit number, value of y. Which value of n will give you y when you raise q to the nth power mod p? So the backwards computation, no one knows how to do, except by brute force. You can try one value of n after the next. But that could take you as many steps as there are numbers less than n, which, if n is a big number, could be a very large number of tries. So you know, this is called the discrete logarithm problem. Easy to compute modular powers, hard to reverse the operation. And so here's an example. Suppose q is 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and p is, q is 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and y is 1, 8, 7, 8, 9, and p is some other five-digit number. What value of n makes that equation true? And the only way anybody knows to really solve that is to try these examples one after the next. Try n equals 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 to the 1 power is that. Okay, that's not the number we're looking for. Try 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 squared. You know, reduce modulo 70707, and that turns out to be 26517. You check that. That isn't the number. Then try n equals 3. That doesn't give you the right answer. Try n equals 4. That isn't the right answer. You know, it turns out that n equals 43210 works, but clearly trying all of the values of n less than 43210 will take you a long time in order to get there. And that's that sort of brute force search is the only known method for reversing this modular exponentiation computation.